other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for joining us on this very important 20th day of August, 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Guess who we have joining us today? In 30 minutes from now, Congressman Ron Paul on a host of vital issues. Paul Joseph Watson on the war in the frontiers with Russia on the Russian front, on the police state in England. On a host of other issues, Jonathan Alanoff, We Are Change Colorado, as we give you some lead-up reporting on what's happening in Denver, this giant NCAP or promotional event for martial law for the rest of the country. Wayne Madsen, former NSA officer, and Peter Dale Scott, top professor on government narcotics trafficking and government-sponsored terrorism. So Ron Paul, Paul Watson, Jonathan Alanoff, Wayne Madsen, and Peter Dale Scott today for you. I am going to be here live tomorrow. I haven't decided whether I want to run a best of a whole bunch of the wonderful interviews we've done the last few months on Friday, because I'm just not going to be able to leave town Friday night if I don't take off Friday. Or I may just have Jason Burmes sit in, but he's busy with the Fabled Enemies website and some new trailers and a bunch of work he's doing, but he wants to do the show Friday. You'll probably hear Jason Burmes on the show Friday. I know he's doing the Sunday show, and Jason will be doing next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday here on air while I call in live from the DNC. Also, we're going to have a live video feed at least 1 hour a day up on Infowars.com. Free to the public, and when I go down to the FEMA camp, probably Monday or Tuesday, we'll have a live video in case the police start shotgunning us or beating our heads with clubs or murdering us or God knows what and saying that we, you know, pulled out weapons on them. We'll have video of us defenselessly being bludgeoned by demons of hell unleashed to destroy the country. That's what it is. So we're going to be there. With the live video rolling out, this technology is devastating to them, devastating to enemy forces. We can show their lies and show you who their father is. I love exposing your evil. NATO suspends formal contacts with Russia. Merrill Lynch, Wachovia, in danger of failing. You that have helped the parasites will now reap the whirlwind. You have sowed it. MSNBC reports Bush is creating an embryonic police state. Well, if it's embryonic, then a NFL lineman is an embryonic male. Or a 35-year-old woman is an embryonic female. No, it's not embryonic. It is glistening, armored, all around you, constantly scanning everything, building giant death camps, bringing in hardened felons to join the police force and military, building giant forces of darkness all around you. Embryonic. Embryonic. They're just now getting around to telling you and admitting it's all being passed. It's all oiled and loved and machined and all being passed to the Democrats, the new guardians of evil, if they are to be elected, or the new guardian of evil, John McCain. There's nothing new. Don't worry, all of you that have served evil, you're going to get to see real evil very soon. Everything you love, everything you want, everything that attracts you like a moth to the flame. NSA security officer, we should just kill these people. Speaking of bloggers, that from Wayne Madsen, who's really turned out to be an accurate source. I hope he's wrong on this. Man arrested and locked up for 5 hours, also physically attacked after taking photo of police van that was going the wrong way down the street. Cop just came out and said,
"You don't take a photo of God. You kneel to me, slave."
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today? A Care One credit counseling agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981. And find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-498-2981. 800-498-2981.
Provider and licensing details are available.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All over Europe, all over England, all over the United States, just like communist China. Cops are beating people up. You videotape them 100 yards away. They come over and beat you up and charge you with assaulting them. You try to just peacefully videotape them. They come over and arrest you and charge you with attacking them. On video, you don't touch them. They just commit crimes right on video. Evil and corruption is now authorized. They are rewarded in most major departments for this now. Darkness is descending quickly, and then I see the very same case out of England. This cops drive down the wrong way of the street, park. Of course, this fellow had been ticketed before for doing a similar thing. He lives there, so he gets out and takes a photo, and the police run out, and the cop knocks the camera out of his hands, grabs him, slams him down, and then charges him with assaulting the officer with the camera. You know, every day I see a report about SWAT teams going to the wrong house. Every day. I'm not even looking for them. Every day. Now, I might not see one for 2 days, but then I'll see two or three stories in one day. It's about every day where they go to the wrong house. Not the right house, the wrong house. And you only hear about it when it's the wrong house. And they shoot the family Chihuahua, Beagle, Chained, Labrador. The dogs will run and they will gun them down, shooting them in the hindquarters. I mean, these guys are the type that you take deer hunting, and they call it buck fever, and they can... I've known deer hunters back when I had a lot of time to deer hunt many moons ago. Well, I guess I went deer hunting again 2 years ago when I had time. But the point is that they would hunt for years in areas just full of big deer. Nice racks. They could never shoot one. They were great shots at the range, too. You know, they had a little range there at one deer camp. the great shots, but when they saw a buck, they'd start shaking, and it's the same thing with these SWAT team guys, especially in the middle-sized towns where they're really not well-trained. They just dogsy run, and they just, ha-ha, you know, I want to kill something. And they defend that. They defend the killing of the dogs. But then, if you yell at a police dog, you get jail time. I have seen at least three national attention stories. The first one was 8 years ago in Newcastle, Pennsylvania, Associated Press. I have the story memorized. I must have covered it on air 20 times. I'm covering it 21st time right now, or whatever it is, 50th time, I don't know. And the guy's walking through a parking lot, and a police dog, the window's down. It's in the summer, and the police dog's head lunges out, snarling and trying to bite him, and he screams, "Oh, my God, oh, my God, F you, dog." The officer's walking out, sees it, runs, grabs him, tackles him, takes him to jail. He was charged. He was convicted. And he was given, you can go pull the article up, I believe it was 2 year sentence, but I think it was cut down for yelling at a dog. That was called assault by the court. That's how fraudulent these courts are, what criminal jokes they are. Now, that just so happens to have happened to me 5 or 6 times, even 8 years ago when I first heard of that happening. I had had that happen to me, I think it was in a Target parking lot one time with a big dog. One time it was even a shepherd in the back of a cab of a pickup truck. I'm sure it's happened to all of you. Most of you out there have been in parking lots. And the dog's asleep in there. You're walking in a restaurant. You're walking in the mall. You're walking in a grocery store. And all of a sudden, it's on a short chain. But over the side, and you're like, oh, my God. What? And then, yeah, I'm a primitive human. I scream back, you piece of filth. I'm just walking through the parking lot. You don't do that to a god's dog. Because that a dog of King Zeus is a god to you. I've seen people get 20, 30, 40 years in prison for shooting a police dog when they send it into the house. In Houston a few years ago, they had this thing with helicopters and giant parades for some police dog. And the point is that they can hold two opposite, completely different ideas. Your dog is a piece of filth to be gunned down in the back. But their dog is a god, because it's about setting a precedent that you are beneath their animals. Next time I get the awesome police chief in here, I'm gonna actually print up some of those articles and ask him if a police dog's better than a human. I've seen cases of where a police dog just goes crazy walking down the street with cops and starts biting some innocent person, and the person kicks it in the mouth and is charged and gets jail time. Because they are officers. Police, when a cop gets killed, 90%+ of the time, they hunt down who killed the cop and they go to prison and get the death penalty. I know the conviction rate's about 90%. When a slave human, a bond slave of the government, is killed, they solve less than 10% of murders. So when a god is killed, they catch the mere mortal 90% of the time. But when a mere slave mortal is killed, they only catch him 10% of the time. Now, the police have gotten a little upset, and it's kind of like Robbie the Robot cannot compute. In California, in Texas, in Nevada, in Arizona, and New Mexico, where every couple days I read about a cop, an FBI, federal, state, local, being killed by an illegal alien who runs back to Mexico, and Mexico won't even extradite them up here. And then in a lot of cases, they let them go. If they're connected to drug cartels, because that's who runs Mexico. And the police are like, well, we can't have this. Well, why? When it happens to us, the dirt-level citizens, it's all right. I mean, I don't want cops getting killed. I think it's horrible. I wish no police were filled in the line of duty. Maybe they wouldn't be so militarized and crazy and act like when they pull old ladies over that they pulled over Godzilla. But I don't like your dogs being better than me. And I don't like you treating our dogs like they're worth nothing. I went to one time for an Access TV show we did years ago. about 9 years ago, I went to one house where the police came in. The chained lab was in the kitchen, chained up on his bed. He growled at them like any dog would do, and they shot the dog a whole bunch of times. Blew its brains all over the wall. When I was there, I saw the brains. They'd removed the dog. And then fired through the wall wildly, and a bullet went through the wall and lodged 1 inch above the baby crib. Just down off First Street, right down by the river. That was the Austin SWAT team. Just wildly spraying bullets when they come in the back door of some little hippie house looking for marijuana. God help us. And there are all of these surveillance grids. They're federalizing local police, building the command centers. Many of them are already built. Building secret prisons, then denying they exist. And when they get caught, saying you don't have a right to know, citizens, about secret local prisons. The military-industrial complex is eating the United States. And what does Keith Huberman do? Keith makes it a partisan issue of George Bush. But then it goes on to admit that the Washington Post reported it's all being standardized and transferred over to whoever comes in next in office. Bush is a puppet. This has been growing for decades. Let's go ahead and play part of that MSNBC piece to analyze it.
Worst persons, and also my special comment on Mr. McCain's ambition ahead. First time for Countdown's number three story tonight. The headlines breaking in the administration's 50 running scandals. Bush. Number three, support the troops gate. Remember, that is a brand name, not actual support. 20 soldiers at the Army Wounded Vets Medical Center at Fort Sill in Oklahoma, telling USA Today that the facility there is, just like part of the Walter Reed Center for Wounded Vets in Washington was, infested by mold. Ventilation ducts were reported encrusted with the mold. Ventilation ducts in two of the barracks, each is made up of 48 rooms filled with wounded soldiers and their family. The commanding officer at Fort Sill says they're working on it now. Number two, that's why they call it Counterintelligence Gate. The Pentagon has a new unit. The Defense Intelligence Agency, Defense Counterintelligence and Human Intelligence Center. It will have within it an office dedicated to strategic offensive counterintelligence operations. As part of the cardinal tenet of American law, such operations, spying on people who are known or suspected to be foreign intelligence officers or connected to foreign intelligence or international terrorist activities, that will, of course, be carried out abroad. Also in this country. And number one, in case that's not direct enough, domestic spying gate. Now that the Democrats were nice enough to fold up on FISA, the issue is all contained now, right? Not exactly. The Justice Department wants to revise the federal government's rules for intelligence gathering by state and local police, making it easier to share anything those police find about U.S. citizens with the federal government and all the intelligence agencies. To let all those federal agencies retain all that information for as much as a decade. Not that the local police would be able to do anything about it if they didn't like it, since this would apply to all 18,000 local agencies who get any kind of funding for the feds. The point of this? To increase our security and counter terror threats? No. To pass these changes before Mr. Bush leaves office so that the next president can't do a damned thing about unraveling this disaster, which is, appropriately enough, an embryonic police state.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
Let me explain to the police shop, though, what this is for. This is so they can take your grandmother and grandfather's pension fund. It's so they can take your pension fund. It's so they can enforceably inject you, as they tried 5 years ago, with smallpox vaccine. But they gave 4,000 people, and a whole bunch of them died of the 4,000 that took it, so the cops said no. The firemen said no. It's so they can make you do it. Do you understand? You are building your own cage. You are going along with all of this. This isn't freedom. This isn't liberty. Now, they always tell you about the domestic spying after it's already been in place. Look, in 1978, the state police in Texas were caught with files on over 100,000 Texans, prominent preachers, politicians, spying, listening to everyone. This is nothing new, ladies and gentlemen. And these criminal groups use this intelligence gathering for business, for blackmail, for narcotics trafficking. I mean, even Fahrenheit 9/11 that came out 4 years ago reports the local peace group that bakes cookies once a week, they had the local sheriff's department with a federal grant spying on them. You understand? And trying to get them to carry out violence, of course.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA. The hijacker's ties to the FBI. The Saudi Arabian connection. The Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Hey, Clyde.
What's up, Bonnie?
Well, I got a question about those shielded secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold.
Yeah, the sleeves that block us from stealing account numbers from the new credit cards with RFID chips. What about them?
Well, I mentioned them to our friends, and they want info on purchasing the secure sleeves.
Aw, Bonnie. If everyone starts hearing about the secure sleeve, it'll destroy our plan to steal credit card numbers at the mall with my new RFID reader.
I know, but these are our friends, Clyde. They promised not to tell anyone else.
I guess you're right. That's what friends are for, I suppose. Tell them they can get a 5-pack of secure sleeves that will fit credit cards and driver's licenses for $19.95. And Identity Stronghold also has a 3-pack of secure sleeves for passport books for $14.95.
And where do they buy them?
They can buy them online or get a mail-in order form at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com. Okay, well, what if they don't have the internet?
They can call 1-800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770.
Thanks, Clyde.
How much longer will you ignore the warning signs?
How much longer?
How much longer will you turn away like a blind man?
How much longer?
The choice of life or death, abundance or starvation is made today.
Do you have a long-term food solution?
Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Now,
for the first time, Survivalist Seeds is offering a single person 7-year heirloom seed supply, 3,000 seeds with 12 specially selected varieties, giving you 1,000 pounds of food for only $65.
This is a limited offer.
Just $65 for a 7-year heirloom seed supply, only from SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Family size still available at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Patriots prepare.
Patriots prepare.
Slaves hesitate.
Soon we'll know which one you are. You have no more excuses. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now?
But you got someone to blame.
You said one love,
one life,
one life. When it's one need
in the night,
One love, we get to share it.
It leaves you, baby.
If you don't care for it. Did I disappoint you? Or leave a bad taste in your mouth? You act like you never had love, and you want me to go without.
NATO suspends
too late.
Formal contract with Russia.
Tonight.
Brussels, Belgium.
Drag the past out.
NATO pulled its punches against Russia on Tuesday, suspending formal contacts as punishment for the Georgia invasion. Did you hear that? That NATO is pulling its ambassadors from Russia? I mean, that's the next step before war. But bucking U.S. pressure for more severe penalties. More severe. The Russian ambassador to NATO played down the impact of the emergency meeting of the Western Alliance. The mountain gave birth to a mouse, said Dmitry Rogozin. Although the allies said they would not convene any more meetings of the NATO-Russian Council until Russian troops withdraw from Georgia, they bowed to concerns from Europe, which depends heavily on Russia for energy, and stopped short of adopting specific long-term steps to punish Moscow for its actions. You got to love that Associated Press headline. It's every headline is punish Russia. Russia's preemptive out-of-the-blue invasion. Russia attacked Georgia. Man, are we going to let Russia get away with the crime they've committed? But they know it's a gullible public. And so they can blame Russia for what they have done. And move weapon systems, even more weapon systems, in all around them, escalating things. Meanwhile, Merrill Lynch Wachovia in danger of failing, says top strategist. Merrill Lynch Wachovia and other financial companies are at risk of failure as the cost of raising capital soars at a time when the banks need to pay settlements over auction rate securities. David Kotick, chairman and chief investment officer of Cumberland Advisors, told CNBC today. I think the financial problem is halfway through the cycle. There's another shoe to drop ahead of us, and it could be more severe, Kodak told Worldwide Exchange. We have the video clip up on Infowars.com right now. And it goes on from there. The cash companies need to shore up bad investments. It's up to about $500 million. We'll probably top $100 million before it's all over. Billion. They've already pumped in something like $900 million. And he went on to say that it's Merrill Lynch and Wachovia could go under basically at any time. Meanwhile, repossession of houses was up 55% last month alone. We just got those numbers on Monday. Bankruptcies are way up. These are the worst economic numbers we've seen in decades, and we haven't even begun to go down into the trough yet, according to all the experts. I mean, they're all agreeing on this. And then, meanwhile, the dollar that dropped, you know, to 60-plus percent, it gained a couple pennies back, and they're saying, oh, dollar's strong again, everything's fine. Well, all the fundamentals show it's going to go down even further as they print more currency, as they issue more liquidity, as they pay off more debts through the national debt. That is, private banks are bailed out, foreign companies are bailed out on the taxpayer dime. We're shouldered with that as they race to build more prisons, race to militarize police, race to roll out microwave guns and sound cannons and secret detainment facilities, as they race to hire felons and set the precedent for private mercenary forces to engage in gun confiscation, as they announce the National Guard to do door-to-door gun confiscation in Illinois, as they do knock-and-talk gun confiscations coast-to-coast. Just there, they are heating up the police state as fast as they can, getting you ready. Because you're not going to like what they're going to do to you. Only politically exposing them, only showing their agenda will stop them. If they're able to pose as the saviors, they've got their ear to the ground. If they think you're going to buy it, they're going to launch it. If the crooks think they can fool you, they're going to drop the hammer. Do you understand? That's why we've got to expose government-sponsored terror. Expose what they've done with the banking system by design, another controlled system. If we don't, they're going to win. Ron Paul's coming up, a lot of other big guests. Infowars.com. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston, online from my desk with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less. Meet online with WebEx for as little as $59 a month, about the price of a tank of gas. You could host unlimited meetings every month from your desktop. WebEx from Cisco, used by more than 7 million people every month. Give it a try, free, and qualify for a free webcam. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code REWARD. WEBEX.com. Promo code REWARD. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that it doesn't matter which political party occupies the White House? They have both been captured by those who are working for world government and the destruction of our Constitution. They believe that governments formed in the 18th and 19th centuries based upon constitutional rights of the people are now obsolete and need to be changed. That change will be to communism, socialism, fascism. Form of government that takes away all our rights. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and offer you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to receive your call.
Way up north, to Alaska. Way up north, to Alaska. North to Alaska, to go north, the rest is home. North to Alaska.
Carol Paul, the wife of Dr. Ron Paul.
Big Sam left Seattle.
You know, had three emergency surgeries and was in critical condition. She's a little bit better now. He is at the hospital with her now. We even have the hospital room number. We can call it, but we're not going to call. That we've got Jesse Benton's backup. Ron Paul's supposed to be calling in any time now. But he's got to get away to a place in the hospital to come on the show. We really appreciate that. And if he has to come on in the next hour, we'll push Paul Watson back because we've got to get Ron Paul's take on what's happening with the economy, what's happening in Georgia, what's happening with the Iran attack. The intel he's getting, and what a great guy to come on this show, even when his wife has been fighting for her health, to put it lightly. So Dr. Paul scheduled to be joining us right now. We'll see when he makes it. Paul Watson in 30 minutes, Jonathan Elinoff in a couple hours, Wayne Madsen with big breaking news, Professor Peter Dale Scott, author Peter Dale Scott, as well today. I do want to encourage the listeners to pre-order Jason Burmes' new film. This is Jason going out on his own. This is his standalone film. And we helped him make it at his request. But I really like Jason. I have to say he's my favorite of the trio. I like the other guys too, but he really is a great guy. And his film is excellent. It turned out better than I thought it would be with his directorial debut, Fabled Enemies. It's a very good documentary, and it You know, our past films covered how they blew the towers up and where they put the, you know, how they did the bombs and the NORAD drills and the stand down and the fact that they were caught lying or they had the motive and the history of government-sponsored terror. That's what my films have covered, and they've been very effective. But Fabled Enemies gets into the hard, cold facts. How the hijackers in detail were trained at U.S. military bases, how they were really decoys hired by the U.S. government, with Mr. Springman, the head of the embassy visa division, going public about how he was ordered to let them in and basically told their CIA assets, their terror designation is a cover. It's got Ray McGovern in it. It's got a Cynthia McKinney. It's just an excellent film, Fabled Enemies. We went and interviewed him. Also, it shows you Israel's involvement. It shows how Israel was shadowing the whole thing and deeply penetrating intelligence and how they got the codes. How only Israel could get the daily White House top ultra secret, above top secret codes for the stand down in Washington. And how they got the transponder code for Air Force One. Remember all that? Well, that supposedly happened because Al-Qaeda had penetrated the White House. Yeah, right. So, I mean, it just covers so much more. It covers a lot of areas that aren't well known that is some of the most powerful information. Fabled Enemies, available at Infowars.com. You can pre-order the DVD. Also get big discounts on Loose Change Final Cut or Truth Rising when you get them together. With Fabled Enemies, now available at Infowars.com. And the DVDs will ship out to you September 1st on that Monday. So if you pre-order, you will get the video first mailed to you. And then, of course, you can also get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. If you have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, you get Truth Rising in super high quality, Terror Storm, Terror Storm Final Cut, Endgame, Endgame 1.5, an hour and a half of extras that aren't even on the official DVD. My weekly TV reports, the fourth hour, we always stream live over the web. Truth Rising, Terror Storm, Endgame, Fabled Enemies, first, in super high quality. I mean, it looks like DVD. It's not as good, but it's almost as good. At Prison Planet. .TV, 15 cent a day membership, and your support, your membership with PrisonPlanet.TV makes what we do here possible, allows us to fund this very expensive operation. So I want to thank all the members. It's also a armory in the information war. Thousands of videos we've posted. All 19 of my films and Burmese's new film that'll be the 20th. We're producing it. The Sunday show videotapes, special in-studio guest interviews, behind the scenes, expanded extras, PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, $5.95 for a monthly membership, or get a yearly membership and get 3 months free on the already low, low price. I've really been forgetting to plug the films and plug PrisonPlanet.tv, and that's such an effective part of our arsenal and what we do in the fight. And with Truth Rising and now with Fabled Enemies, we have DivX versions, which most, I keep saying half, but most of the new DVD players have the DivX format. And so that means you can put it on a normal CD. On a normal CD, you can put a whole bunch of films. Depends on their size, but scores of them. Well, you can just take cheap, regular disc and burn a DivX version that looks amazingly clear. I mean, we've been watching it here on big screen 40-something inch TV that we have, you know, in our editing suite. So we can check the quality. We need a big screen TV to be able to blow it up to make sure stuff looks good on a big screen TV, because that's where it really tests the resolution and the pixelation. And our DivX looks almost as good as regular DVD. I mean, not as good, but almost as good. Obviously, a lot of our footage is shot in high def, and then when you see it crunched to DivX and blown up on a high def plasma screen TV, it doesn't look as good. But it's very watchable, very nice. Well, I'm done babbling about it. Bottom line, people need to get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. I mean, it just gets better and better. I want to thank all the members that were members 4 years ago when we had one little server and it would slow down at night when you were on it. And then we had two fancy servers and then four fancy servers. And then we graduated in the 21st century and got a CDN about a year ago. Now we have two CDNs. And so it's just rip roaring. And so we just continue to invest in making it better and better because it is a huge conduit in getting the truth out. And I've already said that. It's just any subject you want. Any topic you want. You can burn it to disk, give it to people, make a file, email it to somebody. It's just a labyrinth of information. One thing I want to do is hire another person to work on PrisonPlanet.tv to better categorize all the videos, better promote them. I mean, there's just so much there. And my book, 9/11, Descent into Tyranny, is about to go out of print. There's about 200 left of those, by the way. In fact, I need to tell my shopping cart guy, I need to go ahead and just jack the price up on those because it's worth it and it raises capital for us. When the last 100 and like sign them and number them is the last 100. It's kind of sad. And plus people deserve the value of the last 100. People want that collector. So we'll do that. I know Tex Mars just ordered 200. I think we're almost out. Actually, I better run in there and do an accounting of that before they're gone. Because when Descent into Tyranny's gone, it's gone. No more Alex Jones books. For about a year, Paul Watson's book has been out of print. Ordered Out of Chaos, we printed 7,000 of those. And they're all gone. Took like four or five years to sell them. They're gone. That is an e-book. Descent into Tyranny is an ebook on PrisonPlanet.tv. That's my whole point in getting off into that. John, I guess Ron Paul obviously hasn't called, has he? Yeah, no, let's not call the hospital number, even though we're authorized to. I just, you know what? He's so professional. He wouldn't be calling unless Carol is having a bad time. And I almost feel guilty even having him on, though they've been asking us to have him on because they got their big event coming up. No, this is a big show. I want to promote it. I almost don't even want to bug Jesse Benton about this, but I also want to get Ron Paul's take on Georgia. We haven't had him on in about 3 weeks. He was on right before all this started, about 3 or 4 days before it started. I guess he was on the Monday before it all started. And I really want to get his analysis on that, because not just because I want his take on it and his analysis, but because then whatever he has to say on the show will get a lot of attention, and then people will... For some reason, I mean, Ron Paul will say something somewhere else that doesn't get a lot of attention. They know the stuff he says here on this show, because it's so big. Thank God we're in this position, and the show's just exploding, that things are actually able to get out to a larger audience. And that's why we shouldn't take any of this for granted. Any of the time we have to warn people before the globalists stage a nuke attack, or a bioweapons release, or before they pull the rug out and there's a complete depression. Or before they start a war with Russia or Iran, and people email me and say, oh, you're a fearmonger. How is it fearmongering when we know the government, the criminals that run it, for 50-plus years have been testing deadly biological weapons, radiological systems, and chemical weapons on the American people and the troops and the police and the military? For some reason, their most dutiful servants... They're most loyal, dog-like servants. That's actually a compliment. Are the ones they enjoy hurting the most. It's so sick. Well, the New World Order has a weird philosophy. They say, if you're dumb and let us do it to you, you're fair game. I mean, how is it not scary that there are thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of separate programs? Some may have a dozen, some may have 5,000 people, 1,000 involved, some may have 110,000 involved. We've listed them, we've covered them, it's in Endgame, all mainstream news admitting that they strapped down children and stuck ice picks in their brain in front of classrooms thousands of times. Oh, you don't believe me? Just type lobotomy ice pick. You can watch black and white films from the 30s and 40s. as a crying child going, look how they're insane. Look how they're irrationally scared. And they just jab the ice pick in to the frontal lobe and laugh as the demonic psychiatrist students laugh and giggle and snicker. See, these are professions which they're allowed to carry out their black ops. It's psychopaths creating criminal guilds. Or just type in government footage of shock therapy. Or type in children radiated to death in atomic experiments. I mean, go look at it. Go look at the photos of a two-year-old in a chamber about to be radiated to death. What is that? Is that fear-mongering? You bet. We better be concerned and scared of these people and fight them and stand up against them and just vomit on them, basically, and say, we vomit you out. We are not part of you, and we don't trust you or anything you do or say because you've committed millions of crimes we know about. 500,000+ women from the 20s until 1987, last state to publicly stop doing it, it still goes on, was Oregon, and they'd go grab teenage girls out of class that made bad grades, and they'd take them and sterilize them. And if they complained about it, they would just grab them and drug them for a few years. And where do you think psychopathic people that want to rape people go? They go get jobs at mental institutions because they can say, oh, they're just crazy. Where do you think pedophiles go? They go to become CPS workers and truancy officers. And that's in criminology. That's just a fact. Don't roll your eyes, police. You must not have taken any criminology. So this is the type of stuff we deal with. And the crimes go on and on and on. Just in the last few years, New York Daily News and a few others have reported they take children and they test pesticides and drugs on them till they die. And we know about that because even the sicko CPS workers who were taking the children and then selling them to the state to private medical firms, even they freaked out when they saw them killing the children and said, and went and said, is this authorized? I mean, does it concern you that our criminal government snuck attacked Russia 2 weeks ago? Does it concern you that our criminal government is so evil that they actually have convinced the public through deception that Russia attacked Georgia premeditatedly? AP today. It says NATO has withdrawn its ambassadors from Russia. That's a big deal to suspend diplomatic links. That always happens right before a war. In punitive steps to punish Moscow for its actions. See how everything's, it's actions. Oh, and people just hear that. Oh, Russia's being punished for its actions. Over and over and over and over and over again. I mean, I don't know what's bigger, the sneak attack on Russia or the media, the dominant media lying. I mean, does that make you sleep good at night, people who work for the government, people who rationalize the neocons that tune in and make jokes and talk about how they want to kill me on their websites all day? Or now the liberals calling me a fascist because I'm telling you Barack Obama is a complete warmongering fraud just like John McCain? I mean, I won't buy into your delusions. Does it make you feel good knowing the corporate media lies that bad and twists and spins? I mean, our country's in a lot of trouble. When the lies are that blatant, and they're just getting worse and worse, more and more obvious. And you know why it's happening? Because the establishment is going for broke. They have thrown in all their force behind the New World Order. They know they're in trouble. That only encourages them. That's only the hellfires licking at them, lashing them as they pull this carriage over the cliff. That only makes the froth fly out of their horses' mouths that much thicker. The veins bulge out on their chest and legs. Imagine them as four black horses drawing a carriage with us in it over the cliff. It only intensifies their lying and twisting and spinning and every form of disinformation and forgery and fraud. but as above, so below. You look at the general public below, more fraud, more scams, more cheating, more laziness, more. And you've still got a lot of hardworking, good, decent people that keep this nation together and keep it moving forward to some degree. We are a nation in massive decline. We are a nation imploding on every front. And we have to admit how bad we are before we can set about fixing it. We have to admit we have a problem, like a drug addict, like an alcoholic. And we have to admit that what we're doing is wrong. But instead, we're just lying to ourselves, and we want the delusion. We want to be lied to. We don't want to admit what we've done wrong. And that's why we're in a lot of trouble. All right, we're going to come back. Ron Paul should be popping in later. This happens quite often between Congress, his wife being sick, the Campaign for Liberty, but he's scheduled, so's Paul Watson.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry.
Ron Paul is calling in the next 10 minutes. He just called us.
The interest is up, and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go down.
I'm going to treat you to a minute or two, a junior.
I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can
flower field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. Grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
'Cause you can't starve us out.
Because you can't starve us out, and you can't make a run. Those wooden old boys raised on shotguns.
We say grace.
We say grace.
We say a million and eight in the back. We don't
give a damn. Came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western skies.
We can skin a buck.
And we can skin a buck. We can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive.
And the establishment doesn't like that.
Country folks can survive.
They want you gelded, neutered in the city.
I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly.
You want to beat the New World Order? Make the countryside survive.
My grandpa taught me how to live off the land.
Why do you think they're banning all forms of hunting in England? To destroy that culture. They hate.
He used to send me pictures of the Broadway.
Anyone who's self-sufficient.
And I'd send him some homemade wine.
Why didn't the British government in 97 launch the foot and mouth bio attack? Oh, they were caught.
Killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life.
They don't want you being able to stand up, be independent.
I'd love to spit some beef.
They want you in the city where they can suck off you.
Shoot him with my old 45.
Now they've got the animal ID and the premises ID to shut down the farms. You got to stand up against them. Can't let them win. You can't make us run and you don't like that, do you?
From North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Country boy can survive. Country boy.
Man, I never played the whole thing. This here, hillbilly, stump jumping, tobacco chewing. What's that thing Willie always says? I just love it once I start playing. Maybe we need to queue up later. The old Eastbound and Down, that little Smokey and the Bandit for you. Yeah, we're not going to stop. We're not going to back down from anybody. You pick a fight with the American people, you pick a fight with me, you're going to get one right back. So don't sit there and whine while you get your butt kicked. Just realize you're a punk.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.